Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. Your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today by Randy Engston.
We got a good one.
Yay!
With the roar of the crowd.
The fallacy of high ticket. Okay, what is high ticket defined as? You set the threshold of the numbers. Is it $2,000? Is it one? Is it seven? Is it five? It's higher priced than your normal things.
Sure.
You will, along in your career of being a gym owner, you will be presented with the opportunity to sign up for somebody's coaching program that's going to pitch you into high ticket, selling high ticket programs at your gym. Okay.
As so a way to get ahead.
As a way to get ahead. Sell things for $3,000 to $5,000 to $7,000 up front and make a ton of money, right? The allure to the gym owners, oh my God, I can sell $5,000 things instead of, it would take me a year or 2 years to get that kind of money out of a client, but I could do it right now up front. And all you got to do is X, Y, and Z. The all I got to do X, Y, and Z is the problem. All right. So the problem becomes the deliverable of the high ticket thing. Okay. So a typical high ticket thing in the world of, where we're at is going to be some extra deliverable that you just don't offer to everybody else.
Yep.
Well, why is that so bad, Tim? It's $3,000. It's $5,000. Well, let's break that down. Okay. So you're running your gym, your operations, let's say your large group training. Every single day, you got the workouts, you got your coaches and systems, you got your scheduling software, you've got people going through and they're booking appointments through the app, and the coaches go out there and they coach sessions and they high-five people, and we have the breakdowns and the structure around the workouts. And, you know, Coach Joe is in charge of this part of the session, and Coach, you know, Mary's in charge of putting the workouts on the board. And you got this system around the deliverables. I don't care what you do. We're just saying a large group training. That's the day in, day out. Coaches know what they're doing. You know what you're doing. The clients know what they're doing. And then all of a sudden, you get a high ticket thing that you're going to start delivering on. Now, the high ticket thing is going to come with nutrition and stuff outside the gym and calls and seminars and deliverables of education and check-ins and whatever it is. Like it ain't what you're doing in the gym every single day.
Yep.
So now you have to figure out how to deliver on the promise of this high ticket thing. Again, I keep saying high ticket. It's just some program that's expensive. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Let's strip back the allure.
And then you've got to work with these clients, either you yourself as the gym owner. Now you've created yourself a job.
You just hit on what I was going to bring up next.
Yep. Okay. Maybe the coaches don't do it and you don't have a way for them to do it. So you take it on and you think it's cool because you know what? I made 15 extra grand this month. No recurring, just a one-time pop. Then you're working with these, you know, five clients and you're working, you know, all of your time is going towards that. You're losing focus because you're focused over here. Obviously, we just talked about in the last episode, like you focus on everything, you focus on nothing. And you go on month after month after month and you take your eye off the ball. You're focused on the lure of the high ticket money coming in. And you've essentially created a business inside of a business.
Yeah, a job inside of a business in a way.
A job inside of a business inside of a business. Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle,
the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
You nailed it when you said, you know, maybe it's you or maybe it's the team. Because I just call after gym owner after gym owner, every gym owner I speak with is the one that's delivering high ticket in their business.
Because it's so outside of the regular deliverables that, who else is going to do it?
Exactly, right? And then not only that, but the things that you're putting on that high ticket program, right? The nutritional component. Well, I got nobody on my team that can deliver that. All right, so it rolls uphill. Or the level of accountability. Well, now you're doing one-on-one calls, or maybe you're doing the grocery store shopping with them, or maybe you're doing the in-home visit and you're helping them prep meals and showing them. All. That is a big job that you just paid, or you just put yourself into for collecting a little bit of higher
extra
revenue.
Cash.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I mean, this is such a strong topic because ultimately when you do decide to do those things, you nailed it when you talked about bandwidth, right? You're taking your eye off of what creates the stable revenue in your business every single day. And to me, if you want the same problems that the challenge mentality had, go throw a high ticket offer on top of it, because you're breaking the systems of your business in order to deliver on that. And this one might even be worse, because 9 times out of 10, it's going to be you personally doing the work.
Yeah. It's a fallacy, guys. So what happens now? You're the guy or girl going out and doing the grocery shopping and doing all these Zoom calls, and you know, and you're working with these handful of clients, and slowly the business starts to erode and you're starting to lose clients over there. Now you're like, crap, I got to do more high ticket people to make up the difference of the losses. And then the recurring starts to drop, and now you're just in this like literally stuck. You can't not do the extra thing, and now you're burnt out. The gym is struggling even worse than when you started, and it's just like, well, you made 40 extra thousand over 6 months. I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you here. We tried this. Again, I don't know if I mentioned it maybe 2 episodes ago. I test everything.
Everything, yeah.
I'm going to test something. If it works, cool. And we made, you know, I don't know, 40, 50 grand up front in a month. Felt pretty cool. Helped with paying some bills. But it was Zach doing the work, and Zach didn't believe he was giving it the best. And we tried to get a coach in there to kind of help with some of that stuff. And ended up just creating way more problems than the 40 extra grand was worth. And it's just not worth it in the long run. And so you get this short-sighted mentality, and we cut it out. Like, that was the end of
yep.
it. All right, cool. Well, we tried it, and it is what it is. The gym owners that we speak to that have come to us either during or after running one of these things, it's the allure is the money.
Yeah, 100%.
With no consideration for all the systems breaking behind it.
And the work that they personally are doing.
Yeah. They don't value their own work.
No, or time. Yeah. I mean, that's a great segue to what I wanted to say. Mike Michalowicz will always be one of the most profound things from any speaker that we've always said. As a business owner, your job is job creation, not fulfillment. And if that is the lens that you're looking at your business through, then high ticket on your plate as the owner is not an option for the business.
Yeah, not in
and,
that scenario.
And I don't know if it was him or somebody else said, you know, 80% of revenue generated from somebody else doing the work rather than you having to lift a finger to do it will always beat the 100% potential with you in the trenches doing it yourself. Yeah. And I think that at, you guys listening, as business owners, you have to be steadfast in this, that belief, if you're going to truly scale a business and not just maintain owning a job, remaining self-employed.
Yeah, you'll never get out of
that. You can't. Because then everything else kicks in. Then Parkinson's law takes over. And then your new threshold is that that revenue that's being generated every month, you start to spend as if that money is coming in every single month. And then if you then the next month, when you don't have those sales coming into the business and you're relying on the EFT, which should be your main focus, but you're over here going, oh man, I just added $20,000 in expenses because I knew I could create $40,000 in high ticket sales. I have to go create $40,000 in high ticket sales in order to pay my bills. It's the same rat race that we've seen time and time again. When you take your eye off of what you do on a daily consistent deliverable, keep that main thing the main thing.
Yeah. Don't get, you know, look, this is a shiny ball. At the end of the day, I've been on stage and told the story over and over. It's like the shiny ball syndrome in fitness or gym owner space is the worst I've ever seen. You know, Tim Sr., my dad used to work for us years ago. He got laid off because he was the old guy, right? And they're bringing in new young talent, and he needed a job. So we put him in the role and he got to know the fitness industry.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Sr. comes from a long line of business, being a business owner and being in huge corporations. And he goes, man, I've never seen anything like the fitness industry. How weird you guys run things, not us, but like the industry and the shiny balls and trying this and throwing this against the wall. He goes, I've never seen anything like it.
I mean, it's from programs, sales, marketing programs to high ticket stuff, challenge stuff to equipment. Like how many people have we seen tried like literally change their business or be forced to start changing the deliverable of their business because of some new technology that came out? And they wanted to go see how vibration plates, you know, changed the scope of everything. And now all of a sudden their identity is entirely different than what they were doing the day before.
Yeah.
But it's grasping at straws instead of making intelligent business decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, guys, I understand the money, you know, without money, you start doing some really weird stuff. And you need to be aware, like eventually you're going to break something. You'll break yourself. You'll break the business. The systems are going to be broke from the second you decide to do one of these things. And it's just like, gosh, if you could just focus more on the clients that are bringing you in the most consistent revenue, which is typically the recurring membership option, and just double, triple, quadruple down on that, and just ignore the other things that are going to be shown to you daily in your feed, on your emails, somebody else is doing it down the street. You don't need to do it. So just be heads up. Anyways, that was just a quick topic. Want to throw that out there. Really what happens behind the scenes and you know, it's not for us. I don't believe it's for you either. Hopefully that helps you guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.